From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Great to see you here. Listen, we got a great show for you today. We got comic Maz Jobrani. He'll be joining us later. He's part of the great tradition of Iranian American comics. All right, he's starting the tradition, but still. But first, look, Democrat Charlie Rangel is in big trouble with the House Ethics Committee. And I just want to say up front, we're very disappointed, not in his alleged breaches, but in his lack of imagination. Using congressional letterhead to solicit donations. Not reporting income on a rental home. Ooh. Come on, Charlie, think about what you're capable of and try again next time. Tickle fights with the interns, okay? Give us something to work with. Whatever your hobby is, give us a call. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Patrick from Kansas City.
Hey, how are things in Kansas City?
Oh, not bad, thank you. A little rainy.
A little rainy. You're supposed to say everything's up to date.
Everything's up to date.
Thank you. Next time you call, we'll do it right. Well, welcome to the show. Okay. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian, a filmmaker, and the man behind the new book, Satiristas, Mr. Paul Provenza.
Hey, Patrick.
How's it going?
And next is the woman behind the advice column, Ask Amy, and the author of the memoir, The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hello, Patrick.
And finally,
hello, Amy.
Like, you know, Patrick, you really have to show up for rehearsals.
And finally, it's a humorist and the author most recently.
Hello, Patrick.
Yeah, Troy right. Blunt Jr., there he is. It is famed comic timing.
Yeah.
Patrick, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first quote.
This isn't a leak. It's a hemorrhage.
That was Mark Mardell of the BBC expressing his surprise at the huge trove of classified documents released that are all about what?
Failures in Afghanistan.
Exactly right. Now, for the last year or so, the Obama administration has been trying to sell us the Afghan war. It's like a very expensive used car. And ladies and gentlemen, we just got the Carfax. Turns out the previous owner was the Soviet Union, and boy, did they wreck it.
It was all from the last administration, of course. Everything's going fine now, so there's no reason to.
Well, actually, yeah, this is true. The Obama administration has said this is all from, you know, up to like 2 years ago, so everything's changed. Now they're in charge. They made a lot of changes. For example, they are no longer writing stuff down.
I understand they sent a massive shipment of hope over.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Patrick, here's your next quote.
Tony Hayward is about to get his life back.
That headline from the Washington Post was about Tony Hayward. He has his life back because he's leaving his job as the head of what?
British Petroleum.
Exactly, or BP as it's now known in this streamlined time. Hayward, the CEO who was to good PR what 40 million gallons of crude oil was to Pelicans, will be stepping down as the CEO of BP. And he's going to be posted to Russia, where his job will be to oversee some projects there and, for God's sake, not blow anything up this time. Of course, to be fair, Russia is not the worst place in the world. Thanks to Tony Hayward, that would be the Gulf of Mexico. The new CEO of BP, I don't have his name in front of me, but I believe it's something Vader. He has... promised that from now on, BP will be less evil. It'll be all peaches and cream. In fact, their peaches and cream well just exploded and smothered the entire Louisiana coast with dessert.
So wait, why is he posted to Russia? Is that because they don't have an outpost on Mars?
Because that's where Siberia is.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Patrick, here is your last quote.
What has been the woes and what has been the thorn?
That was Barbara Walters. As you could tell. Asking a typically pointed question to whom on The View this week?
Barack Obama.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, Obama has done a lot of non-traditional media, but for some reason the idea of him sitting down with Whoopi and Barbara and the rest got everybody upset, you know? Oh, it's unpresidential. Well, why exactly? Well, you know, they're ladies. They talk about lady stuff. And he's the president. He should be concentrating on serious business, like going on ESPN every damn year to spend half an hour discussing his brackets.
But, you know, the good news is that now his menstrual cycle is synced with air.
That's so important. That happens, I'm told, when they all get together. Moving right along, Ed Rendell, for example. Ed Rendell criticized Obama's appearance. He's an ally of Obama. He criticized Obama's appearance, saying it was like going on Jerry Springer. Governor Rendell said this from the august set of Morning Joe. Carl, how did Patrick do in our quiz?
Patrick had 3 correct answers, Peter, and that's enough to win our prize.
Well done. Well done, Patrick. Thank you so much for playing.
My pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.